Hello, this is Matthew Thurlow, Executive Director of the Decorative Arts Trust, and I'm joined today by Brock Joe, Professor of American Decorative Arts at Winterthur Museum, Garden, and Library, and a long-term member of the Trust's Board of Governors, and also by Sarah Parks, currently Project Manager for the Boston Furniture Archive, a Winterthur initiative that aims to catalog furniture made in the Boston area between the 17th and early 20th centuries, with the goal of creating an online database that will be accessible through the Winterthur website in 2015. And Sarah was also the first recipient of a Trust Curatorial Internship grant back in 2010. Thank you both for joining me today to discuss the Decorative Arts Trust's Emerging Scholars Program. The Trust's interest in assisting graduate students and young professionals extends back to the organization's early history. In 2003, at the recommendation of Brock, the Trust expanded its program to include a series of summer research grants to provide a modest travel stipend for master's and PhD students. More recently, once again with Brock's leadership, the Trust added a third arm of the Emerging Scholars Program, and that was a curatorial internship grant whereby the Trust would partner with a museum or historical society to create a 12-month full-time curatorial internship for a recent master's graduate. So we're here today to talk about the curatorial internship program. Brock and Sarah, thank you for being with me today. Brock, if you could look back to 2009, when the curatorial internship program was first discussed, might you walk us through the inspiration behind that discussion and the needs that you and the other members of the board saw in the field that warranted its creation?
Yes, I'll be happy to do so, Matt. Thank you for the opportunity. The Decorative Arts Trust first considered funding a curatorial internship in January 2009. The board of the trust had gathered for its annual meeting in New York. At that meeting, I spoke about the job market for young professionals in the museum field. I reported that the prospects were bleak. The recession of 2007 and 2008 had prompted many institutions to downsize. Mid-level, curatorial, and education positions in museums had all but disappeared. Jobs were hard to find. Yet the need was there. Museums desperately needed staff, but lacked the resources. As a result, young, talented, and extremely qualified individuals found it almost impossible to get a foot in the door. I told the Decorative Arts Trust Board that the organization could perform a great service to the field by helping to fund year-long internships at museums across the country. These internships could serve as a bridge for a young graduate as he or she made her way from a training program to a full-time job in the museum profession. I pushed for internships of an extended length. I felt that an internship of at least 9 months was needed for the intern to develop on-the-job skills as well as to take on projects that benefited the host institution.
Now, Brock, what were the goals and expectations of the project at the outset, and how would it be funded?
I expected the host institution to set the goals and expectations. And looking back over the past 5 years, I've observed that each internship funded by the Decorative Arts Trust has varied. Each institution has established goals suited to a particular need. And in every case, the experience has been an immensely positive one for both the intern and the institution. But I think what is most important to emphasize is that those goals are going to vary from institution to institution. You asked about how the internship was funded. I recommended that the Decorative Arts Trust fund half the cost of the internship and that the host institution cover the other half. And this has proven to be a formula for success. The Trust's gift serves as a challenge grant for the host institution. Ultimately, the institution gains a full-time employee at half the cost. Who can argue with that?
How did the Nantucket Historical Association emerge as the first host institution to partner with the Trust? What were the goals and expectations of the grant to the NHA?
I knew the staff of the Nantucket Historical Association quite well. In the summer and fall of 2009, the NHA hosted a furniture exhibition that I had organized at Winterthur. Through that exhibition, I had gotten to know Ben Simons, the Nantucket Historical Association curator. In May 2010, I contacted Ben to ask if the Nantucket Historical Association had an interest in hosting the first decorative arts intern, Sarah Parks. Within 2 weeks, NHA had raised the match to the trust's grant and had agreed to take on the intern. In this case, everything fell into place perfectly. Sarah had just graduated from the Winitor program in American Material Culture. She had a superb maritime history background. And as it turned out, NHA was the perfect place for her to work. She made a positive impression on everyone. And by the end of her internship, Ben Simons had offered her a permanent position as associate curator.
Let's turn the tables to Sarah. Now, Sarah, it's clear that you were somewhat of a guinea pig in this great experiment. But what skills were you able to bring to the association that benefited the staff, as Brock has described? And what interesting and influential opportunities or experiences were you assigned once you arrived?
The prime skill I brought was content knowledge. The staff of the Nantucket Historical Association was about 25 people when I was there, but the curatorial staff really consisted of Ben Simons, the chief curator, and a collections manager. So I was, you know, a 50% addition to the team. And at Winitor, I had received a very broad grounding in American decorative art, a little bit of everything, in a way that was parallel in many ways to the NHA's collection. The other aspect I brought, before Winitor, I had spent 3 years on the staff of the New Bedford Whaling Museum, and the Nantucket Historical Association, among other endeavors, operates the Nantucket Whaling Museum. So the position at the NHA was really a terrific blending of my decorative arts interests, but also my maritime and whaling interests in particular. The NHA was very interested in capitalizing on these interests and this background. And so my first project for them was to develop a system for assessing the furniture collection in particular. Like many local and regional historical societies, the NHA's mission and collections policies have evolved over the decades. This is an organization founded in 1894, and their collection came in under very many different curators and different sets of expectations. Now the NHA is very interested in making sure that its collection is directly related to the history of the island and its people. So part of my task was to develop an approach for documenting this connection, this relevance to the collection, not only through provenance research and this contextual material, but also through an assessment of the object itself, something very grounded in the connoisseurship skills I was taught at Winitor, that kind of approach, and was a really terrific way to get to know this amazing collection. Because the curatorial staff was fairly small, I was able to be involved with a whole host of projects, everything from exhibitions to public programs. And as Brock mentioned, I was able to stay on staff as associate curator. So in a way, the trust support and development of this internship really solidified the NHA's awareness of the need for an additional staff position.
Sarah, what an opportunity to come in as the inaugural trust curatorial intern and then stay on for an additional years of employment. So in some regards, your professional development was well taken care of at the end of your year as the trust intern at NHA. But were there any other aspects of professional development that you can touch on?
Absolutely. The opportunity to have this internship was really my introduction to the Decorative Arts Trust as an organization, and it's turned out to be a fantastic kind of continuing relationship. As part of the internship, I was invited to attend the Fall 2010 Symposium in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and was able to meet a number of the members of the Trust, both the Board of Governors and the general membership. And they've been a terrific group of people to get to know, and it's terrific to have a wonderful group of people to have in my back pocket as a resource as I continue professionally. It's a wonderful networking group.
Well, you've touched on an important point, Sarah, because not only do our members enjoy the opportunity to interact with the students and young professionals who receive scholarships and grants through the Emerging Scholars Program, but also that the program is funded entirely through donations from our members. We don't derive any support for the scholarships and grants from our operating budget, and so we are dependent upon the generosity of the kind and lovely people that you met during the Portsmouth Symposium to help further the goals. Now, both during your time as the trust intern in Nantucket and your continuing years of employment there as associate curator, do you see any connection between the experiences you had and your current work at Winterthur?
Absolutely. There has been even more overlap and more transferable skills than I had originally anticipated. And I have to say that one of the key skills really has to do with juggling to maintain lots of different aspects of a project. In my current work with the Boston Furniture Archive, there are lots of components moving at any given time. On Nantucket, there were lots of different projects in different places. It's an organization that owns 22 different sites across an island. And so I might start a morning in work gloves at the grist mill, helping with repairs there, might go on for docent training or meetings. And so the same type of skills I learned there, the kind of nimbleness, have been incredibly helpful in my current position. The other skill I would highlight is really about communication and audience, and the fact that as a graduate student, we spent a lot of time thinking and writing and speaking, but primarily to other professionals, other people in the field, other academics. And one of the tasks I had in Nantucket was learning in my own communication how to kind of distill down to create content that is factual, has depth, but is also very accessible. And that's something I've also tried to continue in our work with the Boston Furniture Archive.
Sarah, you now find yourself nearly 5 years post-Winterthur. Looking back, what advice would you offer aspiring museum professionals as they prepare to enter the field after graduation?
It's a great question, and I spend a lot of time thinking about it. Say yes to every bizarre-sounding opportunity that comes your way, because you never know how it's going to fit in to the larger arc of your career. You may want to be a curator, but go work at family programs at a museum. Go learn how to give a gallery tour. Assume that you can learn from every single individual associated with an institution, from the executive director to the gift shop manager to the volunteer who's taking tickets at the lecture. Everyone has something to teach. And the related piece is to make yourself indispensable. You may come in the door as an intern or a volunteer, but you never know where that opportunity will lead. Two of my three professional positions began as internships, and I don't think that's a coincidence. I think if it's clear that you're willing to learn, you're willing to make the most of every opportunity you're given, that will be recognized.
Now, I'd like to end with a question for you both. The Trust is currently funding its fifth curatorial internship grant and will actually expand the program in 2015 to include a second organization each year. For both of you, what benefits do you see in the future for this program for participating institutions as well as the interns who are awarded positions on their staffs?
I think one of the main benefits to the Decorative Arts Trust internship, the way it's constructed, is that it is such a long-term position. My internship was 9 months. Right now, they are 12 months. And this longer term gives the intern and the organization the chance to really see a project through from inception to completion. It's not just, you know, a quick semester-long or summer-long project that the intern can then put on his or her resume. It might be something that the host institution has been interested in pursuing, but hasn't had the time or the staff to devote to the project. So I think both for the intern and the institution, the duration of the internship makes an enormous difference.
Matt, this program is a win-win for everyone. The Decorative Arts Trust Curatorial Internship provides extensive museum experience to some of our most promising young professionals. These internships are a crucial first step in a person's career. They can lead to permanent positions. They can set individuals on a successful path in the museum field. The host museums benefit as well. They acquire talented, full-time employees at a fraction of the cost of a regular position. And these individuals can make a real difference. They can contribute in so many ways: organizing an exhibition, mounting programs, leading tours, giving lectures, training volunteers, cataloging collections. The list is almost endless. Through this program, the Decorative Arts Trust offers opportunities to some of the best and the brightest of our young professionals. It changes their lives, and in the process, it changes ours as well.
Well, thank you again, Brock and Sarah, for joining me today to discuss the Trust's Emerging Scholars Program. This component of the Trust's mission is incredibly significant to me as the new executive director of the organization, because I believe it's the arena in which we can make the greatest impact on the museum field in the long run. And not only am I delighted to have the support of so many of our members through making generous contributions to support either scholarships or grants, it's also a great pleasure to see the quality of the candidates who are chosen as Trust curatorial interns and to trace their career paths as they conclude their year in the internship program and to go on and tackle increasingly important and notable opportunities in the field. So thank you again for joining us today. And for those of you listening, if you have any questions about the Trust's Emerging Scholars Program, please don't hesitate to contact us at 610-627-4970 or visit the Trust website at www.decorativeartstrust.org. Thank you for joining us.